Hello, and welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix, and you can learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness regarding the U.S. economy, the world economy, and within each of us for all things dealing with economy and finances under grace. We do this by opening ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity, who we are, to be the instruments of peace. Before we begin today's meditation, I am guided to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 46. Dare to be who you are. Dare to be your gift. Dare to be who you are. Be your gift. Dare is to have more than enough courage for some act. And we are told it's the act of being ourself, being our gift. To dare is to challenge someone or something. Now, I always feel the word challenge is a rather negative word. To challenge is really to demand, to claim, to call to. And here's the negative part, to call to a fight. So it's really, in my perspective, an opportunity to demand or to claim. It's an opportunity to be who you are naturally. And that is to demand, to ask for boldly, urgently, as it is your right, your authority to do so. It's a very strong, strong request. That is to demand. To claim is, again, demand one's right to, what you deserve. Naturally, again, it is your right to have or belong to one, the right for or to something. To assert your claim, to assert your right. So to dare is a very powerful word. It's got all this stuff, all these meanings in this one simple four-letter word, and demand, as in dare, and this is important, to have enough courage or some act, to dare, to have enough, and the key word here is courage. Courage comes from the word, the Latin word, heart, to be of brave heart, and courage is to be brave, to not be afraid. To be, literally it says in Webster's Dictionary, to be like the North American warrior, to be a brave, to meet whatever it is head on with courage, with a full and open heart, I share with you. And to be that way is to put your trust, really, in a higher force. When we put it into ourself, we have doubt. The ego plays games with us. When we rely on ourselves or another human being, when we rely on our spirit, our higher self, our God self, then we seem to have the courage we need to be, to fight the good fight, as they say. The fight is to really to come to oppose our head self, and to be in touch and one with our heart self, the place, the symbolic place of our spirit self. When we come from this place, we speak from this place, we act from this place, united with our heart self, then all parts of ourself seem to come together. Unification happens. And we can be who we are meant to be. We can be our gift. And what is being? To be is to exist, to fully embody yourself, to happen, to feel and be and act, truly to live who you are, to be alive, to be, and this is right out of the dictionary, your I am self. It's the is part of you to be alive. So to dare to be who you are, to be your gift, and to fully feel alive, to fully feel that you truly exist, is to be your gift, to express, to live from your I am presence, this part where you give and receive from your heart. It is to give your natural gift, your ability, your talents, and the right of giving. It is your right. This is your birthright. You were born into this world to give from this place, your birthright. This is your present to the world. You know, presents are delightful. Feel how it feels when you receive a gift. And maybe for many of us, we've been taught it's better to give than receive. So feel as it feels to give a gift, not just to receive a gift. How does it feel to give the gift? That is the beauty of being your I am presence. To be your gift is to give this part of yourself, the natural talent, ability that you've been given, to give unto others. That is the power of daring to be who you are. And when you give from this place, when you are, when you live from your I am presence, your being state, no matter what else is going on, in fact, this may be the greatest time ever to be your gift, is oftentimes in times of strife that our givingness shows up, where when we are truly challenged by the things out there to bring forth what is in within us, to bring it out into the world, this natural gift that we take for granted, is during these times that we are dared to be who we are. And we always have a choice. Do we become heavy and caught up in that external, what appears to be reality of loss and lack and hurt and pain and fear as we are experiencing currently so much confusion and lack of confidence in anything that is done or not done? People are living in fear, and this is the most important time to live in faith, to be of courage, to be of a brave heart. For when we live in fear and doubt and lack, we feel heavy and nothing moves. Things truly become what we fear, and loss becomes a physical, mental, financial, emotional reality. And when we choose to say, I am willing to take this challenge, I am willing to take this opportunity, I am willing to turn this over to the higher force within me, I dare to be who I am, to bring forth this gift now of all times, then you'll discover the ability within you to fly, to be light, to be cheerful, to attract all good things, to feel that you truly exist in the world. You defy. To dare is to defy wanting to crawl into that cave. You defy that reality. You live from a higher reality, from your heart center. You live to be, to express who you are, your I am-ness. That you are here to give your gift then that is truly our life purpose. The reason we are here, to know, discover, and be our gift. Do not hold out for some exceptional talent, like in the arts, music, and artistic talent of any sort, or scientific. These are known things, and we feel, oh, it's very few people who can be the dancers and the artists and the painters and the sculptors and the writers and the musicians. And therefore we think, well, we have no talent. Not true. Really learn. Talent may be the gift of giving from your heart, the gift of compassion, the gift of holding the space of love, the gift of creating the perfect meal that nourishes people's hearts and minds and souls. Gifts mean many things. Sharing your light is a gift. Feeling love for another is a gift. Holding the space for the possibility is a gift. There's no greater gift than to share love and to be love and to see love in another and to be sure they know that they are loved. Expand your view of what is being your gift, and you will feel alive and purposeful, and you will make the huge difference in the world you came into this world to be. This is the path of true peace, harmony, and prosperity. Dare to be who you are. Be your gift. We will keep this message in our hearts and mind today as we go into meditation. I invite you now to breathe into your heart center. Breathe in to this wellspring of courage now. Simply breathe into your heart. See and imagine your mind's eye this pool, this infinite pool of wealth filled with the most precious energy on earth, water. It's not what we think it is. It is pure, pure water. Breathe into this wellspring of pure love essence, water. For water is filled with the energy of life. Whether it's in the form of air, rain, or the waters of the ocean, it's all the same, simply a different form. Breathe into this life force within you, within your heart center now. Become one with this pure pool of life force energy. The pool that fills your heart, radiating this pure love, light energy to every cell and atom of your being. For every cell is filled with the life force, is filled with the fluids of the life force energy, is filled with the energy from your heart. Breathe in this courage from your heart. Be one with the life force courage of your heart. Be one with the energy of the universe that resides inside of you. Notice the light as you breathe into your heart center. Be one with this light. See and feel the courage of this light. Just that simple. Allow this light, the powerful rays of the sun, this star inside of you, to penetrate every cell and atom of your being now with courage. The courage to be who you are. The courage to be your beingness, your isness, your I am that I am-ness. The courage to be your gift. Breathe into your heart center. Breathe into the star within you. See and feel as you breathe into it. The rays expand, reach out in every direction, filling every cell and atom of your being, every fiber of your being, from the core essence of your being out with this light of courage. This courage to be love. To live from this place of love. To live from this place of knowing your right to be. Your deservingness to be. That you belong to this place of love and light and God. That you entrust yourself to be who you are, that you demand from yourself a higher calling, the calling to be your God self, and all you have to do is turn to the source inside of you, turn it over, relinquish your mind from having to do it right, to simply turning it over to your higher source, your being self inside, knowing, trusting, believing, God knows the way, and it is done. The courage is in knowing that is true, that God has greater strength than any human being. For human beings come from mental selves, emotional selves. And God comes from a stronger, higher place. Be your I am being. Allow your true talent to come forth when you are one with your God self. Act from this place. Come from this place. Speak from this place. Know this is your moment. It is your right to claim who you are, to be who you are, to be courageous, to claim your beingness, to claim your gift. To express it. Allow your perfect self to come forth, to give it fully now, to give it as a present to yourself, to your loved ones, to your country, and to all humanity. To Mother Earth, claim your gift now. be of brave heart. Simply make your request to God, to your higher self in the universe. Ask to be shown the way, and the path will be shown unto you. Live from this place. Live from this inner light, from this powerful starlight, sun that shines inside of you. Be love, dear ones. Love who you are, all of you. Be one with this love now. Feel this love shine in, around, and through you now. Notice when we come back that you are designed as a perfect star. As you breathe into your heart center and see the rays go out in every direction, see your physical being. See that you are made with five limbs. You are designed in the shape of a star. You are a five-pointed star. You are a reflection of the sun outside of you. Pure love radiating peace, harmony, and prosperity, and all good things. And as you connect with the star inside of you and radiate it from the inside out, as you shine as pure love essence who you are, you radiate your gift. You express yourself. You express your God essence. You are the I Am presence. And you are here right now to transform the outer world into the inner world again. To bring forth pure love and light, peace, harmony and prosperity of the highest order, divine order now. Be peace. Live your life in harmony. Create order in your physical home. Open yourself up to greater and greater prosperity. Know it is here right now. Now, dear ones, it's time to come back and live this truth, to dare to be who you are, to be your gift in the physical world right now. Perhaps at a higher level than you ever have before, for you now can connect with the truth inside and allow it to simply shine from inside out. Come back. See and feel your fingers and your toes and your head, and the five radiating points of your physical being, star, I Am presence. Allow this light inside of you to shine out in every direction from a full, full heart, a brave, courageous heart that claims who you are, knows who you are, lives from this place that you are a child of God. And your gift is exactly what the world desires now. And as you live from this place, you will feel more and more alive and continue to give more and more who you are naturally. And it will take no energy on your part, for you are living as one from divine source now. Gently move your fingers and toes and sway your head, knowing this truth as you feel every cell atom of your body tingle as we come back. Breathe into our heart center as we began this meditation. Feel the life force in us, radiating through us. As we open ourselves back up, back into this world again, fully aligned with our beingness. Welcome back, dear one. Welcome back. To anchor this knowingness, this truth, our beingness, we call on Carla, invite her to tone with us now.
I dare to be who I am, love, peace, harmony, prosperity, balance. Thank you, I am that I am.
Thank you. I am that I am. It is true. It is done. Abundant blessings. Namaste.